Jesus Christ is risen today. Alleluia. Our triumphant holy day. Alleluia. Who did once upon the cross? Alleluia. Suffer to redeem our loss. Alleluia. Hymns of praise, then let us sing. Alleluia. Unto Christ our heavenly King. Alleluia. Who endured the cross and grave. Alleluia. Sinners to redeem and save. But the pains which he endured, alleluia, our salvation have procured, alleluia. Now above the sky. Angels ever sing, alleluia. Sing we to our God above, alleluia.
Praise eternal as his love, alleluia. Praise him, all ye heavenly host, alleluia.
Father, Son, and Holy Ghost,
we follow the order of divine service 4. It is written in the bulletin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness. Therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake he forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Psalm 16 is our intro. We speak it responsively. Please note that at verse 5 and 6, there's a missed return. So the congregation says, "You hold my lot." And then that's where the bold ends, and I continue with number 6. The lines have fallen for me. You'll see it when we get to it. Preserve me, O God.
For in you I take refuge.
I say to the Lord, you are my Lord.
I have no good apart from you.
As for the saints in the land,
they are the excellent ones in whom is all my delight.
The sorrows of those who run after another god shall multiply.
Their drink offerings of blood I will not pour out or take their names on my lips.
The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup.
You hold my lot.
The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places.
Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance.
I bless the Lord who gives me counsel.
In the night also my heart instructs me.
I have set the Lord always before me.
Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken.
Therefore my heart is glad and my whole being rejoices.
My flesh also dwells secure.
For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol.
Or let your Holy One see corruption.
You make known to me the paths of life.
In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
To God on high be glory, and peace to all the earth. Goodwill from God in heaven, proclaimed at Jesus' birth. We praise and bless you, Father, your holy name we sing. Our thanks for your great glory, Lord God, our heavenly King. To you also begotten, the Father's Son we pray. O Lamb of God, our Savior, you take our sins away. Have mercy on us, Jesus. Receive our heartfelt cry. Where you in power are seated at God's right hand on high. For you alone are holy, you only are the Lord. Forever and forever be worshipped and adored. And also with you.
Almighty God,
God the Father, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened the gate of everlasting life to us. Grant that we who celebrate with joy the day of our Lord's resurrection may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit,
one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The congregation may be seated. Our first reading is from the Old Testament, from Isaiah chapter 25, verses 6 through 9. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, a rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well refined. And he will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, "Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The choir can come upwards for the anthem. The reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 11. And today we just read these first 11 verses, but I encourage all of you this week to take time to read the whole chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. It's frequently called the resurrection chapter. And Paul makes this case and shows us so clearly how we can depend upon our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Paul writes, "Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved. If you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The congregation is invited to stand as we sing the Alleluia and verse and hear the Holy Gospel.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. These things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 16th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had arisen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him? But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed, is on the inside cover, back cover of the hymnal. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead,
whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The congregation may be seated. Okay, at this time we'll have the children's message, and also some of the children have prepared to sing a little song, Alive, Alive. But not only those few children, if any other children want to come forwards at this time too, even if you don't know the song, that's fine. You can come forwards at this time. So Barrett and Violet are here very often, and so we know them, Violet and Barrett, and then tell us your names.
Anaya.
Peyton. Okay, thanks for coming up. See, I saw you coming, so I said you need to come up. Because when you came up like this, do you see those balloons? Mm-hmm. So after church is over, okay, then be sure you come up and get a balloon, okay? Okay, so you knew that. Okay. So this is a good place to come for Easter because you get a balloon. Yeah, that's right. And there's a few balloons. If there's some of you have little ones at home. I know two are going over to Bowling Green, and or maybe three. But there's a few. There's some extra ones too. Okay, so it is a tradition among Christians to greet each other on Easter, on Resurrection Sunday. He is risen, and then you say, "He is risen indeed." And then together, we say, Alleluia. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. One more time. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Now let's do it with the congregation. Together, we're going to say, He is risen. We're doing that part. You all respond, He is risen indeed. And then we say all together, Alleluia. Okay? One, two, three. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Now that means he rose from the dead. He died a very hard death. He suffered and died for our sins. But then on the third day, he rose again from the dead. I should have pointed out, sometimes I remember to tell the kids, listen to the gospel reading or such reading. Did you hear at the end how this gospel reading, what? How did they feel when they saw the empty tomb, those three women?
They were scared.
They were scared. You heard it. They were astonished. They were scared. They were amazed. You didn't even hear it, but you knew, huh? So there was a tomb, and that's where Jesus was buried. That's a cave, like a cave, in the side of the hill near where the cross was. And they buried him there. And so the women were thinking, okay, we're going to anoint his body with spices. That was something they did. But who's going to roll the tomb away? The stone away, it's just too big. So that's what they were expecting. But when they got there, it was open. And when they went inside or looked inside, there was an angel. It says a young man, there was an angel there. And he told them, Jesus isn't here, he's risen. Go and tell his disciples. That'd be surprising, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be a little bit scary, and that's how that reading goes. And other readings, we hear other things that happened that morning too. But it's kind of a little bit like this that happens in springtime and sometimes other times of the year, but springtime, you can have a caterpillar, right? You see the caterpillar?
It crawls up.
It crawls and makes a cocoon, right? Or chrysalis. Chrysalis. Excellent. And then there's that. And you see this caterpillar. Okay, that's a nice caterpillar. This one's very colorful. But then when it comes out, Yeah, that's a monarch butterfly, isn't it? It's beautiful, very colorful. That's right. So it's like, this is what I was expecting. We're expecting to see something. But when it was God's time for Jesus to rise from the dead, they were surprised. It was so wonderful. It was so beautiful. They were surprised. So sometimes, you see, I'm wearing a butterfly. Sometimes butterflies, they help us think about Jesus' resurrection. He's buried away in this tomb while after he died, but then he's risen from the dead. Yeah, so that sometimes helps us think about the resurrection.
And my grandma kind of has one like this, but it's with flowers.
It's with flowers, okay. So we're going to have Barrett and Violet sing a song. Do you know the song Alive, Alive? Okay, it's all right. I'm going to stand here and listen to them. You two can stand next to me as we listen to them, okay? Because after they sing the song, then we're going to have a prayer together, okay? So let's do your song, Barrett and Violet, and you two can stand next to me.
Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive, alive forevermore. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive, alive. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive forevermore. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive. My Jesus is alive.
Thank you. Thank you very much for singing for us. Okay, come together here, and let's have our prayer. And you repeat after me. I'll say short sentences, and then you repeat as we pray, okay? And the congregation can repeat after me, too.
Dear Jesus,
thank you for loving me.
Thank you for loving me.
Thank you for dying.
Thank you for dying.
And thank you for rising again.
Give me faith in you,
and joy,
to know that you are alive,
and are love me,
and are watching over me.
And please bless my family. In your name I pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up, and don't forget to get balloons after church is over, okay? You can go back to your seats. We sing the sermon hymn, I Know That My Redeemer Lives. You notice we sang verses 1 through 5.
I know that my Redeemer lives. What comfort this sweet sentence gives. He lives, he lives, who once was dead. He lives, my ever-living head. He lives, triumphant. Glorious in the sky, he lives exalted there on high. He lives to bless me with his love. He lives to to grant me rest.
What we have been doing here at Zion since Ash Wednesday is thinking about the teachings that we have in our small catechism, which explain the second article of the Creed. I believe that Jesus Christ and everything we believe about him, and how that is explained in the second article of the Creed. And what we've done then, during from Ash Wednesday and all the way to Maundy Thursday, and then we had a special thing for Good Friday, but then today we close doing this, is look at the second article of the Creed and parts of it, the explanation, and parts of it to think about it, to reflect on it, to think, what does this mean, who Jesus is, true God and true man and born of the Virgin Mary, and he suffered and died and rose again, and we've divided that into sections and thought about those things. Today we close that off. We think about the last part of that explanation of the second article of the Creed. If you look at the insert, the yellow insert, there is an all bold print that explanation of the second article of the Creed in the catechism that we use. And we're going to, in a moment, we're going to read it all out loud together. But I want to point out one or two things before we do that. First of all, and our members know this, I've pointed out many times, we have some visitors, I want you to see this too. This whole explanation of the second article of the Creed, which Martin Luther wrote, is in the German and in the English, one sentence. One sentence. And the root sentence, the foundational sentence, is right towards the beginning, I believe that Jesus Christ is my Lord. And I underline those. And so what the Creed, or this explanation of the Creed does is say, what do I believe about Jesus Christ and why is he my Lord? Why is he my Lord? How is he my Lord? What does it mean that he is my Lord? And so all these parts within the explanation bring out different parts from the Bible, and we've looked at that over the weeks from the Bible. Now we're going to read through the whole thing and focus on the last part that's all underlined there. But you'll notice this is different than what I've done other weeks, other services throughout Lent. Notice that there's three places for pause. Pause. And that's on purpose because I'll bring that up. But you're going to have to listen to me reading and then, oh, Pastor, stop, I'll pause. How long should I pause? And then start reading when I read. Okay? So let's read that together. I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord, who has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death. In order that I may be his own and live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, even as he is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity, this is most certainly true.
Pause. In order that. That's what Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday, is about. In order that. He did all these things. True man, true God, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered, died, and rose again. In order that. In order that means that these teachings are for me. In order that I may be his own. Now it comes where it's talking about Jesus up to that point, who he is and what he's done, in order that it's for me.
And it's order in order that it means that he is my Lord. That's what Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday means. He's my Lord. In order that, we've talked about and we've thought much about the three enemies and the three victories which are mentioned here. The three enemies are sin, Satan, and the power of the devil. And the three victories that Jesus had is forgiveness, life, and salvation. He did all that, but those are mine, that those are yours. They're just not out there floating somewhere, but it's for you and me. See, when he takes away our sins, in order that I'm going to live as him, as my Lord, he takes away my sins, I'm forgiven. I can stand before him. I don't have to be afraid of my sins and afraid of God because he forgives me. And death, over and over again. In fact, you heard in the gospel, in the epistle reading, you heard St. Paul saying in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he appeared to 500 at one time, and some have fallen asleep. Well, what does that mean? It means that they're sleeping in the pew right now? But it means they died. But for Christians, death is not scary. It is just to be asleep in Jesus. There's victory over death for me. And also then victory over all evil things, all the things of the devil, which are all around us all the time, evil things. But he has given me victory over all these things. Faith, in order that, faith knows that Jesus is my reality and it is his rule. Hebrews 11, now the Bible class from last week will remember this. I brought this up. Now, in Hebrews 11, verse 1, it says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. This is what Jesus' resurrection means. He has risen, and it's true, and it's certain, and I am assured that he has victory over death, and I am assured that he gives me victory over death as well, a conviction. Now, compare that to what we sometimes hope for things in life. Do you remember this Bible class? Some of you know that I'm from Wisconsin. I hope the Packers will win the Super Bowl. But I am assured, I know that Jesus lives. I know that I will be raised again from the dead. I know I will go to heaven because Jesus said I will. And that is the assurance every one of us can have. That's the good news. It is a conviction, it is a certainty. We hope for things to happen in this life. Oh, yeah, I'll put in money and maybe I'll get that $1 billion lotto, right? And none of you got it. I saw it was from New Jersey. Maybe we got a visitor from New Jersey. But these things in life, we say, I hope to get a new car. I hope to graduate. Some of these things are quite certain. They should happen. Other things, we don't know. But that is not Resurrection Sunday. That is not Easter Sunday. That is a conviction, assurance that Jesus is risen from the dead. And so death, it doesn't scare me. It's not easy. Illness coming to death is not easy. It's hard. But a conviction is that this leads to life everlasting. And in order that, means that all this is a reality in my life. A reality so that that changes everything about it. To be here this morning is a reality. You're here this morning. That is the reality. There's a reason you're here this morning. This church was having services, as well as other churches are having services. There's a reality that Christians know that Jesus has risen from the dead. And so Christians gather together. He is over my life. He is in control of all things, that I may be his own and live under him in his kingdom. Whatever is good or bad happening in this world, he is over all things. His kingdom reigns over all things. Before he ascended into heaven, he said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. He is over all things. This is the reality. And that I will serve him. As Christians, to live in the resurrection time, the age of the resurrection, is to live with the assurance and conviction that Jesus has risen from the dead, and that the things I do in his name, sometimes I sin, I don't do those in his name, I know those aren't good, but everything in my life I do in his name, he is blessing it. He is working through me. I am living as his child. That is the reality. And the reality then is, he will come again. He will either call me in my own death to go to heaven, or he will come again with glory before I die. Absolute reality. And that changes how we live and think every day. We can still get discouraged, or we can become sick, or different things can happen that are hard. But the reality is that Jesus has risen. The reality is that I am in his kingdom, and I am his. And I serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, even as he has risen from the dead. If he's risen from the dead, and you believe that, your reality, your truth, the everything of your life is that you have life with God. And it doesn't end at the grave. It goes on.
He lives my kind voice, heavenly friend. He lives and loves me to the end. He lives, and while he lives, I'll sing. He lives, my prophet, priest, and king. He lives and grants me
is invited to stand. We speak the prayers written in the bulletin. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
In thanksgiving for our risen and glorious Lord, whose sacrificial death has given us forgiveness of sins, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Reverend Dr. Harrison, our Synod President, Reverend Dr. Wilson, our District President, and all our pastors, that God would keep them faithful to deliver to his people the apostolic gospel of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the church, that by God's Spirit we would hold fast to the word preached to us, and receiving it with joy, take our stand in it and be saved by it, and that God would hinder all who would sow doubt into our hearts, granting us courage to confess its truth in our life and conversation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For President Biden and all who make and administer our laws, the God which frustrate the forces of evil and not let our leaders cooperate with them or further their goals, and for our armed forces as they stand watch for us at home and abroad, that they would serve with honor and integrity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and those in need, especially Margaret and Charlotte, Bernetta, Bill, Gary, Bryston, Joe, Kim, Andrew, Mary Ellen, Sue and Steve, Brandy, Maverick, Heather, Gary, Mark, Michael, Ray, Lane, Dave, Randy, Chelsea, Joe, Tim, Norma, Todd, Zachary, Brenda, Juanita, Judy, Sandy and Sandy, and Pastor Scott Johnson. That the dawning light of the new creation in Christ would sustain them in faith, and that according to God's will, they would be granted renewed health as a foretaste of their eternal healing in Him. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For joy in Christ's great victory feast, as He shares it with us from this altar, and that He would overcome our sin by His forgiveness and swallow up our death in His life through the eating and drinking of His true body and blood in faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all the faithful, that at the resurrection of all flesh we might awaken in joy to the Lord's presence, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
We join today in singing eternal alleluias with innumerable angels in festal gathering, with the assembly of the firstborn enrolled in heaven, and with the spirits of the righteous made perfect. And we bring these petitions before you, dear Father, trusting in your mercy, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We continue with the service of the sacrament as printed in the bulletin. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who overcame the assaults of the devil and gave His life as a ransom for many, that with cleansed hearts we might prepare joyfully to celebrate the Paschal feast in sincerity and truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of Sabaoth adored, heaven and earth with full acclaim, shout the glory of your name. Sing Hosanna in the highest, sing Hosanna to the Lord. Truly blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. We pray our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. O Jesus Christ, true Lamb of God, you take the sin of the world away. O Jesus Christ, true Lamb of God, have mercy on us, Lord, we pray. O Jesus Christ, true Lamb of God, you take the sin of the world away. Have mercy on us, Jesus Christ.
Welcome to the table of the Lord.
And grant us peace, O Lord.
Take and eat the true body of Christ, which is given for you.
Servant, depart in heavenly peace, for I have seen your glory of your redeeming grace. A light to lead the Gentiles unto your holy hill. The glory chosen Israel. All glory to the Father. All glory to the Son. All glory to the Spirit, forever three in one. For as in the
let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.
The congregation is invited to remain standing for the last hymn, and if you want to sit, that is fine too. If you want to take photos with some of the up front here after the church service, some of you have extended family here, you're welcome to do that too. We'd like to do that Easter or Christmas. So feel free to take photos after the service is over. Then also remember the children come up and get balloons when everybody's. Don't leave, even though we exit. Don't leave yet. Come back in, get balloons. And then on the way out, also everyone, there's some flowers and there's some butterflies, and you can put that on the cross at just outside the entranceway. And those who gave flowers are welcome to start taking them home. We sing our, oh, one more thing. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. We sing, Christ the Lord is risen today, 4:6:3.
Christ the Lord is risen today. Alleluia. Christians, hasten on your way. Alleluia. Offer praise with love replete. Alleluia. At the Paschal victim's feet. Alleluia. For the sheep, the in strange and awesome strife.